coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
You can bet with Nick Foles at quarterback, the concepts won't really change, and Nick Foles will execute them.
I see going forward a lot of pressure, bringing a lot of guys, extra guys, to try and get hits on Nick Foles because he doesn't have that mobility that Carson has. So with that, the guys on the outside, they have to be better at beating man coverage.
It's one thing to allow the completion. You tip your cap to the opposing team, but you can't allow the big plays. If the defense is going to step up and have a chance against the Giants, the thing they have to do most importantly is tackle in the open field.
Hey everybody, welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. I am John Clark. And as the Eagles move forward here without Carson Wentz, Nick Foles at quarterback, just remember, they have been the best team in the NFL this year controlling the game, controlling the line of scrimmage. Number one rush defense in the NFL and the number one rushing attack in the NFC. So to break down some of the Eagles' running concepts, here is the head coach, Doug Peterson, with our own Ike Reese.
One, back in, behind Wentz. First down, it goes to Blunt. He breaks the tackle. He's at the 45, the 40, the 30, the 25, and the great big train is down to the 22.
Joining us for this week's tape study, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Ike.
I'm excited about this tape study, Coach, because of the run game. Run game has been pretty stout all year long. Let's take a look at some of the running plays from early in the year. Let's start with LeGarrette Blount against the Cowboys.
Yeah, so we understand what the Cowboys are. They like to play a four-man line, and one of our staple runs in this game was the trap. Offensively, basically a trap is we want to trap the three technique. That's what we're trying to do. So we're going to get guys going up and around, and we're going to pull, and we're going to kick this out, and then we're downhill with the run and just trying to displace and just create a seam or a sidewalk right there for big number 2-9. So first things first, you got to get movement on the nose. You can't just stalemate them in the hole. You got to get a little movement right there. This is one thing about, and you've played defense, and you understand, D tackles, when they come, their momentum is to charge. And when you kind of olay them, they're on the ground. And so he's on the ground. It makes Wiz's job a little bit easier. We also went into this game, we were just going to, in coaching terms, we're going to book the end. Okay. Right? We're going to let him go, free release. So you saw Ertz, we free released the tight end right there. He's actually blocking the end because his guy's on the ground. He did a great job right there. We got great angles here on these two blocks. And then LeGarrette does a nice little jump cut. And it's off to the races, a well-executed play by our offensive line.
Yeah, I've been real impressed by LeGarrette's ability to get through holes. His vision is nice.
His vision is really nice. And then really you're seeing a little burst after the play, and then that stiff arm has been really good for him as well.
Take another look here, 29 running the ball. Again, offensive line doing their job up front.
They're doing their job, tight ends included, and this is just a, what we call a back play. So basically we're going to take Trey Burton now, and we're going to slice him all the way back, and we're taking this entire offensive line and we're just full zoning this thing to the front. It's an inside zone play, but we're just full zoning this thing all the way to the front side, and we're really going to let two go on the back right here. So we're working this double team here, okay? You can see this double team here. He does a great job on the backside, and then here comes Trey there. So we've just fully captured everybody, and then it's LeGarrette's job to hit this thing anywhere, wherever his eyes take him on this particular play.
Nice patience by LeGarrette.
Great patience. He is one of those we always talk about. You want to have speed through the hole, not to the hole. And he does a great job of not running too fast into this hole and bogging himself down.
I like that. Speed to
speed,
the hole.
Speed through.
Through the hole.
Not to.
Not to the hole.
That's right. That's right.
That. And then this guy, Coach, has the city excited about the way that he's been running the ball. Undrafted guy out of Wisconsin. He really has been impressive this year.
He's been real impressive. And, you know, for him, he's a local guy, you know, right there in New Jersey, and had a great career at Wisconsin. And we were fortunate to pick him up this year as an undrafted free agent. And he's running the ball extremely well on offense, plus playing special teams. So a couple weeks ago, I showed you this play, and we threw a touchdown pass to Nelson. This is the exact play. So Carson basically is reading number 52. This is what we're doing on the play. We're just trying to stretch the defense and then let Corey put his foot in the ground and make a cut back in behind the block. So Anytime we see 52 kind of hanging in this position and he's not running, okay, like he's not trying to get over the top of Kelce, we're going to give this ball every single time. So it's a great read by Carson. You can see Zach kind of working into the picture. So Zach kind of is bending into this hole here. And then we got Mac Hollins on the outside also going to work into the quarterback's vision if he feels like he can throw it based on where 52 is on the play. But this is a give all day. There's your cut right there. Kelce does a great job up on 52, and then Corey does the rest.
And the great thing about RPOs being a part of this offense is that any quarterback has the ability to run this. We see what Carson Wentz is able to do with the RPO. Even Nick Foles, when he gets his opportunity to go in there and play, he's going to be able to be just as effective running this offense. Let's take a look at another play from Corey Clement here. Again, you get a little bit of an outside zone play with Corey here. Another good job of him getting down here.
Yeah, same thing. So in this picture right here, we're trying to stretch an outside zone type of a play, and you're going to see Big Wiz coming around the horn on this one. And again, another well-executed play. We're just trying to work ourselves as a zone scheme. Even with pullers, we can still work a zone scheme and get Corey, get our backs on the perimeter on these particular plays. So first of all, look at Kelce. Kelce does a great job of taking a great flat angle and working to the linebacker right here. Wiz is pulling for 29. We got great angles right there. 79. I'm telling you, this kid, 79, is playing extremely well. He's playing extremely well this season. Lane is very athletic. He's working up. So now we got good angles on this particular play. And one thing that we look at, if you can pause it right there, one thing you notice, you see Corey's shoulders in this direction?
Yep.
You want to see your offensive line also working in that same. They need to be in tandem because now is where the backs can have great vision and great cuts. And then Corey does a nice job of just reading 61's block back inside. Even though they have an unblocked defender right here, it's over. He can't redirect as fast as Corey can. And again, it's a well-executed play. Look at Lane down the field. You got 17 down the field. We ask our receivers to do a lot in the running game as well, and it's something that the whole team takes a lot of pride in.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up, we're going to look at which Eagles need to step up the most to help the Birds with Carson Wentz out of the lineup now. But first, let's look at the new starting quarterback for your Birds, Nick Foles. What will the Eagles offense look like with him at the helm? And can he lead them on a playoff run? We'll cover that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So it's now Nick Foles' team heading into the final three regular season games and then going into the NFC playoffs. And Nick Foles is a veteran quarterback with a lot of experience in this league. He has a good arm. He can make all the throws. He's a little bit more of a pure pocket passer than Carson Wentz in that Nick will stay there. But keep in mind, he has an awful lot of experience in this particular offense, having played with the Kansas City Chiefs a year ago. I thought it would be instructive to start by going back to 2014, the last time Nick was a Philadelphia Eagle. And let's look at him against the Giants. And the reason this play is so interesting is because it's a 3-by-1 set. And who's the one receiver? That's Zach Ertz. And we're in the red zone. So what you see here is Ertz running a corner route. And this is an outstanding throw by Nick Foles against good coverage for a touchdown. Those are the kinds of throws that Nick Foles can make from the pocket. So you can expect to see that. Now, I mentioned that last year, Nick was with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's the offense that the Eagles run. The same methodology, the same concepts. And here's another red zone concept that we've seen from the Eagles this year and have talked about numerous times. What do? They line up with three tight ends in the high red zone. And all three tight ends are to one side. Now, the outside tight end here is Travis Kelce. What does Kelce do here? He widens and then comes back inside, basically a post route. We've seen Zach Ertz run this route numerous times. And what does Nick Foles do? He delivers a perfect ball for a touchdown. So we've seen two red zone plays. The Eagles are really, really good in the red zone. You can bet with Nick Foles at quarterback, the concepts won't really change, and Nick Foles will execute them.
All right, Mike, Nick Foles really had his most successful moments as an Eagle. He was 14-4 as a starter under Chip Kelly, 40 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. What does he do well, but what has Carson done that Nick can't exactly do?
Well, Carson does things that there are not many quarterbacks that can do, the way he extends plays and some of the situations that he gets himself out of. This offensive line and everyone across the board has to do a much better job of protecting Nick because he can't move like this guy moves. There are not many. And you watch Carson on this play and just the mobility in the pocket and the ability to get out of harm's way. You've got a stunt over on this side. This guy's going to loop to the inside. This guy's going to come outside. So Corey Clement initially is going to keep his focus on this guy. But when he sees that stunt, he kind of leans back to the inside. And Ogletree almost gets a hit on Carson Wentz. But watch how he feels the pressure and how he steps up out of harm's way and extends that play well enough to get the ball off down the field. That's one of the things that Carson gives you that not a lot of quarterbacks can do. So the offensive line and everybody really will have to pick up their game to make sure that Nick is protected first and make sure that he has time to throw the football.
Doug Peterson said he really doesn't have to change much with the offense with Nick Foles, but what are the things he can do to help Nick Foles?
Well, see, I don't think he's going to change a whole lot. I think the run-pass options that are in the offense, I think all of the things that they do, they're going to continue to do those things. They will run the football because that's what they have to lean on. Run the ball well, and if they do that, I think Nick Foles will be just fine. Nick is a veteran of this offense. He was 2-0 last year running this offense for Kansas City. Nick can run the offense without a problem, but the guys around him, they'll have to pick it up a little bit.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about an Eagles defense. Yes, they won the NFC East and had a big win in L.A., but can they clean some things up after those two West Coast games? And what will be their biggest challenge against Eli Manning and the Giants? We'll find out when we return on Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless.
The Philadelphia Eagles will be facing a New York Giants defense that has really struggled in the passing game this season. Eli Manning's back at quarterback as he was last week. Now, Eli has struggled a bit this year, some of it not of his own doing. The Giants' offensive line has been a merry-go-round this year. There's been a lot of players who played, and they've never really gotten a group together that's been very, very good. You saw that last week. They try to do everything quick, what we call quick game concepts. Three-step drop, quick five-step. When they try to go a little deeper, the pressure gets there, and that's where sometimes Eli can have some problems. But let's go back to week three. That's when these teams played the first time. The Eagles were coming off a really tough loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. The Giants were coming off a game in which Eli Manning was sacked many, many times and was under tremendous pressure. So what they did in that game was a lot of quick game stuff. They wanted to get the ball out of Eli's hands as quickly as they could. This play is a great example of that. It was part of the Giants' fourth quarter comeback. You see Eli takes the snap, quick throw on the in-breaker to Sterling Shepard, breaks a few tackles, some bad angles, goes for a long touchdown. This is what the Giants have to do. It's their only way to attack an Eagles defense that really overmatches them on the defensive line versus the offensive line. We'll see if they can have success. My guess is they won't have a lot.
All right, Ike Reese, one of the things we see with the Giants, they like to get that ball out quick. So when you look at the Eagles' defense the last 2 weeks, in some instances, the tackling hasn't been as good as before. How do they have to clean that up?
Well, you got to get back to doing the things that made this defense one of the most successful defenses in the league. They've been at the top of the league and allowing the fewest amount of X plays, plays over 30 yards down the field. And it's because they did a great job of tackling. Struggled early in the season, even in that Giants game early in the season, a little bit in that Chargers game with tackles in the open field. They got to get back to doing that better. You take a look here against this Rams team. You got a third and long situation. You got Cooper Kupp in the slot matched up on Rodney McLeod. And it's one thing to allow the completion. okay? Coach is not going to go bonkers. You give up a first down, you tip your cap to the opposing team, but you can't allow the big plays. Here's our first culprit here. You have Malcolm Jenkins coming in. Use that sideline as your extra defender and force Cooper Kupp out of bounds. Okay, Cooper Kupp's a nice player. He makes Malcolm miss. Now you got to get everybody rallying to the football. Here's another tackler where if you just use the sideline as an extra defender, you can force Cooper Kupp out of bounds. You can't allow him to cut back in behind you. That's a mistake there from Patrick Robinson. Okay, now we're still pursuing Cooper Kupp. We get him down here. Great job by Nigel Bradham. Even Malcolm getting up in the play, never giving up. You want to give him credit for that. But this play could have been avoided 40 yards ago had the defenders just broke down, used the sideline as an extra defender, and get Kupp out of bounds. These are things that they struggled with early in the season. Was happy to see they got him corrected around game four, game five. And really, the last 2 weeks is the first time we've seen this type of tackling from the team. If the defense is going to step up and have a chance against the Giants, the thing they have to do most importantly is tackle in the open field.
You were in situations where you lost Donovan McNabb for key games, for long stretches. What did you say as a defense how you need to step up your level of play to help out?
Well, I can remember our former defensive coordinator, the first time we lost Donovan after he broke his ankle against Arizona. You still got six games to go. Jim came into that week's meeting and said, hey, it's on us now. It's on us. We got to do our job on this side of the ball, make life a little easier for the offensive side of the ball. And we took it upon ourselves as players to accept that challenge and raise our level of play. And that's really what this team is going to do this week. Carson being out, it's not just going to be the defense. It's going to be the running game, special teams. Everybody has to raise their level of play.
Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless. And guys, with Carson Wentz out, of course, we hear next man up at the quarterback position. But how about the rest of the team stepping up their game? Who do you want to see a little bit more from, Mike?
Yeah, you're going to need all hands on deck from all phases of the game, special teams and defense. But we'll start on the defensive side of the ball. And why not start with your best player on that side of the football? Fletcher Cox. It's not as if he hasn't had a good season. I'm pretty sure he's on his way to another Pro Bowl. But in times like this, you need your big players to play at an elite level. Right. And we're going to need more players like we saw several times in this Rams game. Let's take a look here. They're going to give a sort of a five-man pressure look, even bring a six-man in Malcolm Jenkins. So that's going to give Fletcher Cox the ability to go one-on-one, and no one can stop Fletcher Cox in this league one-on-one. That hit he put on Jared Goff right there, that puts most quarterbacks out of the game. Mm-hmm. We need Fletcher to get there maybe a step or two early and maybe knock that ball out, force fumbles, get sacks. He certainly can capable of doing that. We're going to need that type of play.
And we just saw a quarterback like Jared Goff mostly in the pocket, and that's a big difference between Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. What do you see coming from the Giants as far as facing Foles compared to Wentz?
Well, not only the Giants, I see going forward a lot of pressure, bringing a lot of guys, extra guys, to try and get hits on Nick Foles because he doesn't have that mobility that Carson has. So with that, the guys on the outside, they have to be better at beating man coverage. And they're going to see a lot of man coverage. Wide receivers, you got to love that, and you got to be able to win in man coverage situation. Watch this play right here with Torrey Smith. He does a great job here, guys, of getting on that cornerback, getting right on top of him, almost stepping on his feet. He comes back, and it's a great throw. It's low and away, and that's where you want that comeback ball thrown, and that's what you're going to have to have. You're going to have your guys on the outside in situations where they're going to be man coverage, whether it's press coverage or off coverage. They got to win in those situations, and Nick Foles to get the ball to him.
And it's interesting, Nick Foles stepping in for Carson Wentz against the Giants. Phil Parcells came out and said when he got Jeff Hostetler ready for Phil Sims when he got hurt, and Hostetler wound up winning the Super Bowl, he had a couple of those games going into the playoffs to get him ready. And that's what the Eagles have here. They've already clinched a playoff spot, and one more win, and they can clinch home field, at least a bye for the first round.
Yeah, a lot of their goals still in front of them. They certainly want to get a bye week, get that extra rest. And again, one man goes down, next man has to step in there, but it's about all 53 guys. Everybody's going to have to raise their level of play.
All right, they still got a great team. For Mike Quick, Ike Reese, I'm John Clark. Thanks for watching Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.